Good morning. Good morning. It's Thursday. It seems like I get to do a lot of these on Thursday. Kind of at random. As the invisible light shines through the darkness. Hold fast. Hold fast. Strength can increase. Strength will increase by those who exercise it. Greetings to everyone. Happy Thursday, a day of the thralls. Take a quick look at the news here before we get into my rant. It's raining here at my residence in Phoenix. It's been raining since early in the morning. I think I woke up around 12 a.m. and it was raining. We haven't had rain in quite some time. And this might turn out to be an excellent rain. I can only hope it does. Things in the news, vaccines. Seems that there will be 100,000 vaccines. No, excuse me, 100 million vaccines available of the Pfizer vaccine. And that'll mean 50 million will get vaccinated because it is a two-shot treatment. And right away, we've seen that once again, the shitbag in chief, they won't even let me cuss at him anymore on Twitter or any of these other idiots that support him. These people need to be run out of government permanently, and they need to be debunked and challenged and confronted on every goddamn lie they tell. And I do my best to do that in my role as a media activist. I'm not a major activist by any means. I'm very minor. I'm like one of those angry crickets. And I don't care because I have to stand up and I have to get after it. So, only certain people are going to get the vaccine. The first responders, our doctors, our healthcare workers, fire, police, ambulance people, they're going to get the shots first, and they should. And then the elderly that are in the nursing homes, they're going to get the shots. And still, there's a great percentage of people who won't take the vaccine. I've heard as high as 50%. In some polls, now I don't trust the polls on that because I think most Americans are going to take the vaccine. 50% are not going to take it. And so what does that do to them? It puts them at risk. Okay. So one of the downplays that happens with that is that, well, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. Take a little music interlude here. Nothing like a little black metal to take the edge off. Or put the edge on. People are not going to take the vaccine because they buy into bullshit. Here's one of the latest debunks from PolitiFact. It came out on December 6th. The FDA knows that rush to market COVID-19 vaccines may cause a wide range of life-threatening side effects, including death. Mostly false. There have been some allergic reactions to the Pfizer vaccine over in the UK where it's being administered. Very small percentage, probably. You know, there's allergic reactions to a lot of things. I get them from food, and I get them actually from coffee creamer. So I take great care in staying away from those things that give me an allergic reaction. It says here, alternative health website spreads false claim about COVID-9 vaccine side effects. An alternative health website that has published articles claiming that vaccines cause autism is now setting its sights on the development of the COVID-19 vaccine. GreenMed Info on December 6th wrote that a document from the FDA revealed the government was worried about a slew of potential side effects from coronavirus vaccines, among them death. Public discussion and documents reveal, what documents? That the FDA knows that rush to market COVID-19 vaccines may cause a wide range of life-threatening side effects, including death, the article says, below a large advertisement for an alternative health book. The article was flagged as part of Facebook's effort to combat false news and misinformation in its news feed. Okay, Facebook. Anyway, the truth-o-meter on PolitiFact called it mostly false. This is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with idiots. There's a lot of idiocy in the country. There's people that want to debunk and not trust science. Okay, you have a right to your opinion and your decisions in doing that. However, if the science is mostly correct, no science really claims, not real science, claims to be 100% correct. About the best we can get on a given day is 95%. There's plus or minus 5% error in that. Okay, that's science. Science is about getting corroboration from peer studies. It's not about what you believe. Let's go to the root of this bullshit, in my opinion. You've got a country here where about 70% of the people or 60% of the people believe in a God that doesn't exist. That's right. We've never been able to prove the existence of this God. In fact, when you go and ask people about God, some people will tell you, oh, you know, that's the Christian God. That's, you know, Jesus and his Father in heaven. Okay, so a lot of people will tell you that. The Catholics will tell you the Holy Trinity. The Protestants are like Jesus saves. They believe in a lot of false shit like the rapture, which is not biblical. This is a problem. Then there's a lot of other people who believe in God. You know, the generic God. You know God? No, I don't know the generic God. I don't know God. A lot of us atheists, we don't believe there's no God. We don't accept that there is a God, especially this Judeo-Christian one. We don't accept that. That's where that comes in. And there are some that are just, you know, they're just atheists when it comes to the Christian God. Okay, I used to believe like that. I used to be an atheist when it came to the Christian God, and I believed in other pantheons of gods. Nowadays, I think it's all myth, and I think some of those myths are useful, as our old friend or enemy, as some would call him, Joseph Campbell, said in many of his writings, that the myth is a metaphor to transcend, and that's what I use it for in my spiritual my magical work. That's what I use it for. So first of all, people believe in nonsense. They believe, a lot of Christians believe that this God is going to save them, that Jesus, if they believe in Jesus and they get saved, that they're going to heaven. And what did Jesus say on a good day? that the kingdom of heaven was within. So if you have heaven, it's already in you. Now, I'd go along with that. However, I don't believe that Jesus actually existed either. I'm very skeptical that Jesus existed at all. So this is a great problem, and this is a root of a lot of the problems, especially with the right-wingers and the Christian right-wingers and the Republicans. A lot of them are Christians. They believe in a falsehood. They believe concretely in the myths of Christianity in the Bible, which very little of the Bible is historic. From about 500 BC on, it becomes more historical. That's what the authorities say. That's what the sources say. So they believe in bullshit. So when you believe in bullshit, you're going to accept more bullshit, most likely. Let's look at this phenomenon of the last 4 years of an idiot who is brilliant with media manipulation, got elected, and has attempted in every way to become an authoritarian dictator. He's even too lame to be a real fascist. He really wants to be, as many sources have said, more like a king. The people came out, and over 7 million majority of all votes cast for president, in other words, over 80 million people voted him out. And I'm telling you that probably less than half of them actually voted for Biden because they like Biden. They, like myself and many others I know, voted for Biden because he was the antithesis of Trump in the election. Personally, I'm a Bernie guy. I'm a Democratic Socialist. I don't like the neoliberals. I like the neoliberals more. Let's say I dislike them less than the conservatives. Let's put it that way. Recently on Showtime, there's been a show called The Reagans. I've watched all the episodes so far. I think there's maybe only four, and I've seen them all. And I think it paints a very realistic picture of Reagan. However, Reagan's sycophants have come on like Morning Joe. And these are septuagenarians who are old fucks, basically. Guys like Baker coming on and saying, oh, no, this is really a misrepresentation of Reagan. Reagan was a great president. No, he wasn't. He was an incompetent slob who happened to be a great actor at being president. He wasn't a great actor at Hollywood. In fact, he was a disgrace to the acting profession in Hollywood due to his bullshit in the Screen Actors Guild and his sycophancy of Joe McCarthy, even though it was a little bit downplayed, okay? He went along with the McCarthy thing, getting the communists out of SAG, putting people like Dalton Trumbo in jail through this Joe McCarthy thing. This was a tragedy. This was scumbaggery in American politics. And McCarthy later took his in the rear end for what he did. And who do you see in a lot of pictures with Joe McCarthy? You see Roy Cohn. And who was Trump's mentor in legal affairs? Roy Cohn. You can tie all this shit together. This is not a conspiracy. This was a plan. Trump wanted to be president since probably the late 80s, early 90s. And so he started putting together an arsenal to become president. And I think I agree with supposed experts. I'm not an expert. I think I agree with other media sources that say that Trump was branding. He really didn't want to be president. He wanted to brand, and he wanted to make money off of it. Well, apparently, he may have in his presidency. He's the most corrupt president, probably, that we've ever had, certainly in modern times, certainly from the 20th century on. People like him. This is the problem. 74 million people voted for this asshole. That's the problem. Now, I know that a lot of those people aren't true supporters and like Trump, because I've talked to quite a few of them. A lot of these people think that he gave them great benefit, like the tax cut. They think that easing up the regulations created more job opportunities increased salaries, and that the tax cut aided that as well. Okay, maybe it did. However, there's other ways to have done that. You know, decreasing regulations that allow pig farmers in the Carolinas to spray pig shit into the atmosphere as a mist. Come on! Allowing coal tailings to be dumped in rivers. Come on! Yeah, I mean, this is kind of like the Joe Biden thing. Come on, man! Yeah, let's wake up. Let's wake up. But our biggest crisis right now that we're being told is the COVID-19 pandemic. Yes, it is a huge crisis. It is the biggest crisis right in front of us. Also, though, let's not downplay climate change, climate catastrophe. That's the real crisis that's facing us. Luckily, these vaccines are going to come out, and after about a year, there's going to be substantial, probably, herd immunity. In the meantime, there's inequality going on with this. And here you go. Here you got. Here's an article in the Washington Post. Black people are justifiably wary of a vaccine. Their trust must be earned. Well, a lot of African Americans are wary of anything that comes from anywhere that has white people doing it. We have to find out how to earn the confidence and cooperation of African Americans who are justifiably wary of a coronavirus vaccine. That's the opening statement in that article. Well, here's the problem. Black people are highly susceptible. African Americans have a higher death rate from coronavirus than white Americans. Hispanic Americans are up there in that mix as well. It's a bad deal. So we have to have confidence in the vaccine if we want to get herd immunity. Herd immunity is what's going to finally suppress the virus. In the meantime, safety precautions. We all know what they are. They've been pounded into our heads. Yep, wear a mask. I don't like wearing a mask. I have COPD, so it restricts my breathing. So I really can't go out in public for very long wearing a mask. No, after about 2 hours, I'm done. I understand that. However, I do not want to get the coronavirus because of my comorbidities. It could wipe me out. Not saying that it would. I think I'm strong enough probably to overcome it. A lot of people have said that, have died. I'm 67. So I'm staying away from motherfuckers. That's right. I'm staying away from people. They should. I don't know about you, but I like my life. I like my life. I hope you do. Hope you like yours. So there we go. People are going to, the anti-vaxxers are going to be out. They're going to be out in force. A lot of African Americans have probably bought into that. Here's another one. Conspiracy theory targets first recipient of UK COVID-19 vaccine as a crisis actor. That's out of PolitiFact also. I'm not going to go through that article. New Zealand party spreads misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines attributed to anti-vaxxer Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I think it's really sad that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has latched on to a few details which were correct about vaccines, but turned this into this gigantic problem. It's not as big a problem as Robert Kennedy claims. And actually, his claims have been good because it has caused the pharmaceutical companies to tighten their work. In other words, they're making sure that there's less adjuvants, because it was the adjuvants that were the problem in the vaccines. They've made sure that there's less adjuvants like thymosin, the mercury-based adjuvant, in the vaccines, which are in there to give a vaccine stability. So that part has worked well. But this whole anti-vax, don't take vaccines, is insane. It's insane. I'll read a little bit of this. COVID-19 vaccine should be avoided at all costs. Written by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Wow. Wow. That's an advanced New Zealand publication. The vaccine developed and endorsed by Anthony Fauci are funded by Bill Gates, who uses experimental, mRNA, messenger RNA technology. 3 of 15 human guinea pigs experienced a serious adverse effect. Well, have we seen that in the 40,000? No, we have not. We have not. New Zealand has a lot of weirdo people. There's one V blogger on YouTube that puts all kinds of bullshit out. The problem with all this stuff is that it creates disbelief in that these vaccines are going to have medical effects. Well, I'll tell you something. I'm getting my shots. I'm getting them. And I'm getting them as soon as I can. I don't need to get COVID. Neither do you. Even young people can have serious long hauler effects, which have inflammatory complications. Even guys that didn't get that sick, years later, they might have heart disease, they might have more serious lung diseases, they might have cardiovascular implications due to inflammation, organ linings might be seriously affected. Sorry, folks. That's my take on the vaccines. That's the way it's going. I'm getting my shot. I hope you get yours. And in the meantime, let's stay safe and let's stay inside, away from others as much as possible. Oh, I know you love to be with other people and that you thrive on that. I get a little lonely once in a while myself. And so, you know, I had a friend who was tested negative come by yesterday, spent about 3-4 hours with me. It was excellent. And it kind of ended my loneliness, which loneliness, in my opinion, I go with the old Vedic principle that it's a joke. Why is it a joke? We're connected to every other living thing on the planet. So loneliness is an illusion that the ego uses to trap us. Okay, so next case. No case. This whole court challenge bullshit that the dumpster is tossing out. You know that 75% of Republicans believe that the election was rigged. They believe that Trump was cheated out of the election. And some of the media celebrities, they don't really have authorities. They have celebrities that peddle bullshit. Been coming out with all this Stop the Steal hashtag and all this other garbage. These people are garbage. They are enemies of the American people. They are enemies of our fight to gain democracy. Here's the other thing. We don't have a democracy. We have a partial representative democracy which manifests as a republic. Federal Papers Note Number 10 by Madison outlines this in great detail. He says that the mob should be contained and that there are those privileged folks who are qualified to lead and to govern. Madison, your day has been done for over 200 years. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. We need to move towards democracy. One person, one vote. And we don't have that. So that's a big problem. And government has been demonized. That's why I like the Reagan thing, because it shows what a buffoon he was and how he was used by his advisors and his cabinet people and by his wife consulting an astrologer. How he was used by that to be what people think is a great president. The blue-collar folks were greatly deluded by him. It's really sad because this whole Reaganism crap has pervaded and moved on. It's gone intergenerational by younger people who weren't around, who were not adults in the room when Reagan was president. At first, when Reagan ran, I thought, hey, he might be okay, and that I was under the misimpression that Carter had fucked things up. No, Carter had to live through the legacy of the economic mistakes that Nixon made. And he suffered for it, and he lost the election. Reagan got elected. I thought at first, man, that might be really good, because he came on with that populist bullshit. Populism is bullshit. Populism really doesn't reflect what we need to get done. What we need to get done is good old practical planning. Right. Sounds like Marxism, doesn't it? Well, here's another thing. What do the Republicans do and the conservatives do in fighting against democracy? They say, oh, these people are communists, they're Marxists, they're socialists, and this is all bad. Marx was an economist. He made an economist commentary in his writings. Communism has never been realized. There's been governments which have called themselves communists, but on a good day, they were authoritarian dictatorships. There has been socialism, which has worked in what we call social democracies, like in Scandinavia. Those people and those countries are happier than we are. So wake up, Americans. Your hatred of socialism is bullshit. This crap that's happened has almost destroyed our public schools in a lot of places. So what do we have? We have private schools. We have charter schools, which do not meet up to the standards that we need for the children to be educated. How do we do that? We have to renew public education. We have an opportunity now to change public education into something that it should have moved toward 50 years ago, which it hasn't. We have a lot of problems like that. The Republicans, they're all about getting profits. They're all about profits and power. They're not about actually helping the people. Now, there are some who are. There are Republican legislators who are about attempting to help the people. However, their thinking and policies generally don't. While it's good to be fiscally conservative in government and not spend in the wrong places and overspend when it isn't necessary, it's not to the detriment of the people. The people must come first. The common welfare of the people must come first. And right now, that big problem is right in front of us. Democrats and Republicans can't agree on another stimulus bill. And I agree with the Democrats to some extent, but they're getting demonized by the Republicans because nothing has gotten done. Why hasn't anything gotten done? It's because of that no good son of a bitch, Mitch McConnell. He's a no good son of a bitch. That's right. He's a fucking turd. He doesn't help us. He is not for the people. He is strictly for the special interest constituency that he represents on a national basis. And that's what has prevented us from having the HEROES Act. We should have had the HEROES Act 6 months ago. If we'd have had that, we wouldn't be in the economic fix that we're in now. People are bitching about, oh, governors are gonna make us lock down and we're gonna have to wear masks, rah, 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 taking away my freedom. No, you take away our freedom by having that happen. How? Because you didn't wear your masks. Because you gathered in too close a quarters. Because you ignored the recommendations. Now it's come out that in close quarters, indoors, that 6 feet safe distance is not safe distance. It might be 20 feet. It might be 25 feet. What does that tell you? Sorry, folks. No indoor gatherings of over a few people, a very few people. That kind of negates the whole thing for a while, doesn't it? A real problem. And the Republicans don't give a shit. They're all about the money. They're all about the money. They think if, and it does work for them. Ah, the Democrats are socialists. Rah, rah, rah. Well, oh, what is a socialist, Republicans? Can you explain to me what a socialist is? Are you talking about Soviet Russia? Are you talking about the Chinese People's Republic? Or the People's Republic of China? Are you talking about the People's Republic of Vietnam? Are you talking about Cuba? What are you talking about? If that's your example of socialism, you're fucking wrong. Because all those countries I just named are not truly socialist. They're examples of state socialism, which has capitalism as a backbone. That's right. They all have to participate in capitalism. Why do you think the Soviet Union failed? It was an economic crush that made them fail. So now you have this oligarchy there. You have this hegemony headed by an authoritarian dictator, Vladimir Putin. Okay, there you go. You went from one form of authoritarianism with a brief democratic interlude to another period of authoritarianism. So all this Red Scare crap is just another rehash of Joe McCarthy's bullshit. Toss it to the side. We need good public education. We need good public facilities. We need public interest. We need, actually what we need is a federal jobs program to put the people who are out of work back to work at a fair wage. And how can we do that? Real easy. If we take a couple of $1 trillion and invest it in an infrastructure program, that will put millions and millions of people back to work. I know I'm mouthing what the Democratic Socialists like Bernie Sanders and AOC are saying. Of course. However, I've been on that bandwagon before I ever knew about Bernie Sanders. I've been on that bandwagon for 50 years. Anyway, I'm slurring my speech. I'm getting pretty worked up. And I haven't even gone over all the news, and I'm not going to. We'll do another podcast tomorrow with more news. But anyway, there's a lot of strife right now. I see that the House passed a stopgap spending bill so the government won't go into limbo. However, the relief talks are not happening. The $900 billion is not enough. We need at least $2 or $3 trillion, realistically speaking. Anyway, so that's the national bullshit. Here in Arizona, we have our own problems. We have a lot of fascists like Kelly Ward and Paul Gosar and Andy Biggs. These guys are all bad for the people of Arizona, and they need to go. They need to go. Even Ducey came out and said the election was certified and that Joe Biden won the presidency. Have a great Thursday. I'll be back on tomorrow night. Thank you.